Welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love.
And this is Lana Love.
And we're happy to have our special guest with us today, Margo Mateus. Margo is an intuitive strategist, and she's a spiritual advisor who helps people all around the world. She's the creator of the Career Cards, a powerful and unique oracle that's used in 14 countries and delivers practical advice for life, career, and relationships. Hi, Margo.
Hey. We're really, really happy to have you on our show.
Yep.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm so glad I got to meet you in person at the LA Expo. And what a small, big world we live in, right?
It is.
Right. We met Margo when we were in LA doing our video series with Lynn Rose more than a month ago. And we met Margo and her dog and her psychic dog, Max.
He was absolutely gorgeous. He's a giant Pomeranian. And it is so beautiful. He's got such a presence.
Yes, he is a Zen master, and he is amazing.
Yeah. Margo, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? And can you tell us also about the
career cards? We know you're sort of internationally acclaimed for these, and they're used all around the world by people to make professional career decisions and get guidance from the spirit plane on, getting direction in their life.
Absolutely. I used to be an investigative reporter. That's how I kind of grew up. I graduated high school at 15, what became a professional speaker at 14, and became, as I said, a reporter. And so I really am rooted in, facts and reality and quote unquote the real world. And all of a sudden, a few years ago, after spending about 15 years as a corporate trainer for top companies like Verizon and Google and DuPont and Ritz-Carlton and all that, the universe tapped me on the shoulder and said, people need some more specific guidance. And it was really true, because a lot of the executives that I met with, I would get hired to teach them presentation skills training or goal setting or whatever it was. And as soon as they had some time alone with me, they would confess that they were unhappy in their jobs. They were grateful for them, but they were unhappy, and they really didn't know what they wanted to do. So many times people have said to me, I know this isn't what I'm supposed to do. It's not my soul's calling, but I don't know what that is. And I don't know how to find what my soul purpose is. So at that point, I decided that I needed to help people create a tangible tool that they could use to actually figure out what that is. And at that time, there was nothing like the career cards anywhere in the world. So you have tarot or you have oracle decks, but you didn't have anything that you could actually pick up and use that would point the way, so to speak. So I created the career cards, and there's 70 career cards. They represent careers, people, passions, purposes, etc.
What a fantastic idea. That is such a unique idea, and I love the way in which you've organized all of this. Your book is organized in various parts, how to do a reading, spreads, action cards, block keeper cards, career cards, and the cards themselves are really beautiful. They've got a mandala symbol.
Very nice, very well, very attractive.
And I think
my past life guide, Arthur, might approve of them as well, I'm sure.
I don't
talk about him too much, but these days, new life. But
understand.
Very well done. Very impressed with what you have.
Thank you so much. Thank you. The interesting thing about, there's so many great stories about how the career cards came to be, but one of the most interesting is that I'm not a graphic designer. I mean, I've been a writer all my life, but I'm not a graphic designer. And I have professional dear friends who are professional graphic designers. And I asked at least six of them to help me in the design of this, and they were unable to do so. And so it was incumbent upon me and the universe to figure out how to design this thing. Mm-hmm. And so Ganesh came through, and there's really a couple of miracle stories in the cover. I really had to pray for him for help. And I was like, look, I can't get this thing to lay out. And I laid out this entire design in Photoshop Elements, which is a really stripped down version of Photoshop. I didn't know how to use it. And literally like everything just jumped where it was supposed to go on the page for the cover. And in designing the Kerr cards too, Lana, I appreciate, you know, you liking the tabs and stuff. Having been a tarot reader informally for 20 years, you know, you really get tired of picking up these little tiny booklets and trying to thumb through it and trying to remember it and set it down and then like, what did it say? And, you know, so I wanted something that would lay flat. So I paid extra for the Kerr cards book to actually lay flat. And I thought it would be super easy to have these tab sections to just go to. And so the book is very, very friendly, and it's really durable. I mean, mine's held up for over a year, which is great. And the design elements, too, it's really important. I really wanted something that was a mainstream product that wasn't frightening to Christians, that wasn't frightening to people who have never done anything like this. And I've had Christians ask me, you know, well, how does this work? And I say, well, do you pray for guidance? And they say, well, of course. And I said, well, this just makes God's guidance easier to understand. It puts it in clear, very easy to understand, very direct terms. And so, you know, it is embraced by people all over the world. And the design itself is based on the Christian cross is at the center of this design. And then it's overlaid with the Eastern symbols of the lotus and the Ganesh yantra. So it's really a blending of all cultures and all cultures.
Very nice. That is amazing. I didn't realize when I looked at it, I thought it was just a mandala, but well, it is a mandala in the sense that a mandala is a symbol which is in the very center and with concentric things around it. And so the outer one you said is a Ganesh. What's that?
Well, yeah, the actual symbol itself. So you do see the mandala, and then there's petals that come out around it that are actually hand painted. And this symbol was actually found on a devotional site to the Hindu god Ganesh. When I was looking for a symbol to use, I wanted something that combined the colors of opulence, green and red and gold. And I really prayed about it. And I found this symbol on this devotional site. And it said, everything's free. We offer all these images for free. And so I took it and I've adapted it to, you know, my own purposes. And if you notice, on the far right of any of the card symbols, on the back of the card, you'll notice that that heart is actually larger than all the other hearts. And I made that a little bit bigger to symbolize the heart of humanity and universal love flowing into us. So, the symbol is definitely a mandala. It's definitely a universal ancient symbol for power and love and unity. And, yeah, it's just I like to kind of talk about the elements of the design because they are so symbolic. And again, it's very subtle. People don't know about it unless they listen to the show. So a little insider info there from the creator.
It's designed with that kind of symbolism as well, that deep mystical, you know, ancient symbolic. The meanings that they have and everything are very subtle and
absolutely
and hidden. But
they've been instrumental, as you said, in helping people literally come up with a path in life that they never would have considered before. I'm one of those people.
Yes. I guess one of the things that you've done and the fact that these career cards are here to help people with their careers, I guess that's, you know, reflective of the fact that times are changing, people are losing their jobs, our economy's changing, and there's a great need for that. So I'm wondering whether perhaps you'd like to comment a bit on, you know, the changing times and, you know, the fact that a lot of people are becoming more spiritual either spontaneously or perhaps by necessity.
That's right, because things are tough all over, as they say, and we have to change our thinking and try to be more creative and imaginative in the way we approach, you know, our ordinary conventional thinking and our practical ways and the ways we've always done things in the past. And I think one of that is working, you know, finding our spirituality, whatever that is for us. And one of those is certainly guides and higher powers and
absolutely,
and, you know,
and our true purpose,
right, and finding our higher purpose.
Yeah. You're both absolutely right. And the thing is that right now we are all being asked to kind of show up in the spiritual army. You know, we came here for a purpose. Many of us have forgotten our purpose, or we've just been kind of kept in this perpetual hold by the universe for so long until the time was right for us to execute. So I think now the old paradigms are definitely falling down, right? The financial systems are failing. The system of greed and power over is failing. And we're having all this unrest in the world because the old paradigm is breaking down. And so it's kind of like if you think about a building, if you're going to renovate a building, you don't come in with new furniture and new furnishings and new staff until you've taken out everything that's old, right? You remove the old, you clean it out, and then you bring in the new if you want it to be sustainable. So this is what's happening in the world. And we are part of the cleanup crew, and we're part of the new paradigm. So part of what the career cards really help people do is understand what they really came here to do, and it also provides a roadmap for them in how to get there. Because it's very, very unique in that it has these action and block cards. So in addition to identifying like what life path you're supposed to do, and there's spreads on what your life purpose is, what your innate talents are, what job you should take now, what's the crossroads for you to get to where you're supposed to be from where you are now. There's 20 spreads included in the book. And it really points the path to what you're supposed to be doing, but also gives you direct guidance in terms of this is an action card, this is what you're supposed to do right now, and also identifying blocks and obstacles that might be in your path or in the situation that you're trying to get into. So it really provides you a complete 360.
And I guess one important point that I, and one word that I keep hearing you say is guidance. And I think what's important about that and what my own guide would say is that in the past and even now, people have relied upon tarot cards and other types of cards in their decision making as opposed to using them for direction and using them in a way that's really empowering in the decision making process, you know, for action steps and creating a success strategies for their lives and really to find their passion and their higher calling and to really get them thinking. So rather than, you know, using it in every single instance when there's a, you know, it's that golden medium and that balance that we're always looking for, not relying upon our guides, because we're here to do the work and, you know, we're the problem solvers. We, like you said, we're the cleanup crew and we're the new paradigms. And that's why we've been born into the world to carry out these missions.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I think that we should put this into action, actually show our listeners what the cards are like. Perhaps you could do a reading for us. So I'm really excited about trying to to do this on me or David. I'm not sure
who
would be.
I actually pulled a card for David in honor of his birthday, and I was literally just queuing up. As you can see, I'm holding up my book here, so I was literally going to just do that, Lana. So you're right on track.
Yes. And so and that's right. It's David's birthday in America today. Yesterday
happy
it was
birthday
it was
from America.
So let's have a happy birthday to David. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
My wife sings on key. Sorry, she's away. Well, it's great because, you know, David, you're talking about like wanting really clear direction, right? And when we use the tarot, when we use other oracle decks, sometimes we get pointed in the right direction or we get a hint of what it is or an archetype that we're to deal with. But the career cards are very specific and they give real practical guidance. So I'm literally just going to read to you like the first four paragraphs of the card that I picked for you. So the card that I picked for you is an action card. There are 12 action cards in the deck and six block cards. So the action card is vision. And it says, every card comes with an affirmation, and it says, I embrace a broader vision of myself and my true destiny, knowing that what the universe has in store for me is so much better than what I envisioned for myself. Now, this is how the career cards goes right to your heart and your soul and knows what you're thinking and knows what you're dealing with. So it starts out by saying, the vision card comes into your life when you've been taking too narrow a view of events and need to be reminded that there is a grand plan. The grand plan includes your destiny and what you will do in this life. When you receive the vision card, it's because you've become entangled in the smallness of life and have forgotten that there is a larger picture than what you can see now. The vision card calls you to receive a new vision about yourself, your life purpose, or an issue that has been troubling you. The vision card reminds you to step above it all and see things from a universal perspective, one that is not dependent upon money, status, ego, or relationship. Something bigger is calling your attention right now. Perhaps a new project is waiting to begin, a new love is waiting, a creative idea is ready to be born, or a new career is appearing on the horizon. Receiving the vision card is tantamount to calling the universal operator and being told, there's a message for you. You are being called to act on a long-standing vision or to receive a new understanding about your life purpose. There are signs, signals, and messages coming your way. The vision card commands you to pay attention to what is happening around you right now. And this is in bold. For your life to continue to unfold according to the grand plan, it is crucial that you receive this message at this time. Are you paying attention to the signs the universe is giving you, even if they don't coincide with your ideas about yourself or what you, quote, should be doing with your life?
Well, that's pretty important.
There's two more pages of direction there, but that's pretty clear. So how does that resonate with you?
That's a very specific message, and it's very well worded, and I certainly have to consider that. Sounds like a message from the universe for sure. the divine source speaking loudly and clearly and loudly. Wow, that's very, very good.
I don't think I've ever seen David lost for words.
Well, that's the power of the career cards. They have similar effect on people all over the world, as you know. Like you said, they're in 14 countries, including Australia. They're quite loved there, which is great. And I've had some wonderful experiences with folks there. Have a couple certified readers in Australia as well.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes, but one of the most dramatic stories that I like to tell is about the gal from Bulgaria who called me for a 15-minute reading over Skype. And she was depressed and directionless and didn't know what to do. And she kept getting the artist card. And I kept asking her, are you creative or do you do art? And she said, oh, no, 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 no. I'm middle-aged. I have no desire to do it, never wanted to do it, have no talent whatsoever. And the career cards were completely adamant. She kept getting the artist card over and over again. She received the card three times in 10 minutes. And the odds of that happening are 1 in 350,000. You're twice as likely to get struck by lightning as she was to receive this card three times. And it's a career card, so it's one of 70 cards. And she kept getting this card and only that card. So I said, look, you've got to be an artist. The universe is adamant. Go take a class. So I sent her a set of career cards all the way from the U.S. to Bulgaria. She decided to take my advice. She enrolled in a painting class. I did psychically see her painting. And the career cards arrived the morning before her class, before her first painting class. And to this day, she is a prolific and extremely talented painter. She's on Facebook, Anna Gregg. Her name is Gergana Gergieva. And you can read about her story and see her amazing art. I have one of her paintings hanging in my home that she sent me that I admired. And it was it's absolutely gorgeous. And she, since then, has quit a job because she couldn't paint. And paints every day. It's the greatest joy of her life. And this is from a person who, you know, argued with me for 10 minutes that she had no talent whatsoever and didn't want to paint. It's kind of like me telling the universe, I don't want to create an oracle deck. What are you doing? I can't do this. I'm not a designer. What do you want me to do? But it's amazing when you align with what your true purpose is. And that's one thing that the career cards are here to help us do.
We also know what happens when you don't follow your higher calling, like in the Bible with Jonah, where he said, I'm not following you. I'm sorry. I'm going in the opposite direction, and faced a lot of tribulations as a result, and ultimately ended up following his higher purpose. So it is important to follow the direction that you're given and just be in alignment with the universe.
That is an amazing story, Margot. It's interesting, though. I somehow would have thought that a person would intuitively know what they wanted to do. But I guess the issue is that a lot of people are blocked from their inner desires by fear, by their incorrect belief system about themselves.
Yes,
would that be right?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes this never occurred to them, just like me. It never occurred to me to create an oracle. I mean, I've been a trainer, I've been a writer, but I never thought that this was a skill set that the universe would need me to come together to create. But it did. And that's one reason why I included the block cards in the deck, so that people would be able to identify what block was keeping them from activating their purpose, or, you know, having the relationship they want, or whatever's going on in their life that they need that kind of special insight about. Absolutely. Wow.
Fascinating. What about people that have a strong inner passion to do something and a strong yearning to do that, but it's not working out for them?
I do come across that a lot in consultations with my clients. And when I work with people, my goal is to find out what that disconnect is. And usually it breaks down into one of three things. One, their ego is telling them to do something that their spirit is not. So the spirit is not aligned with purpose. So we have to abandon the ego and do what spirit is telling us to do, which is, of course, a big challenge. Secondly, it's yes, like you said, they're blocked. They just have no clue, or they've not allowed themselves to think about themselves in that way. So we work with that, with the block cards and the action cards. And the third one is just really not having been awakened yet, you know, where you're still sort of in that grind. And another thing that the prayer cards is really different about is a lot of oracle decks that talk about life purposes, and, you know, I mean, Doreen Virtue's got a deck and different things, but they're all like spiritual professions. And the fact is that, you know, there are people who come to this planet to just keep the planet running, right?
Sure. You know,
God bless them, and we need them, because if it were up to people like me and you, they would spin off the axis, right? So we need people to just keep reality grounded and to keep the day-to-day things running. So the career cards includes those kind of professions. I mean, there are cards for street diggers and sanitation workers and transportation people and doctors and nurses, and not just new age professions.
And so, not just the elves and gnomes and the earth spirits handling everything for us. We actually need human beings sort of running the show and make sure everything works. But I guess a lot of this sounds like it goes back to when you're really stuck, you're sort of going back to looking within and doing that inner self-examination to find the true self, and in doing that, finding your true purpose and awakening to it.
And we talked last week with Lauren Weiss, about finding your own authentic self. And it's interesting, you know, it's true that a lot of books and a lot of psychics will talk about everyone being call to a high purpose, but I guess it's very true that there are lots of people that were just made to be architects or builders, and that, I guess, can have a spiritual aspect to it as well.
For sure.
It's everyone is different, and I guess these cards recognize the diversity amongst us.
They really do. And they try to bring to light what part of yourself you need to be focusing on, what action specifically you need to take. For instance, there's a well-known speaker and trainer in the U.S. called Dave Ramsey, and he's a financial guru, and he helps people get out of debt. So you know about him in Australia. That's great.
I know Dave Ramsey. Yes, I know Dave.
That's fabulous. He's actually been my public relations client for over 10 years. Oh, I advise his professional public relations staff. The last time they had me down to Tennessee to train his staff, I was standing in front of the barista, and they have this, you know, little corner where they greet people and give them coffee and stuff. And so she saw the career cards, and she said, "Oh, I just want to know if I'm on the right path." And so, of course, I gave her the deck, and she pulled one card out. And the first line in the trial and error card is, "If you've been wondering if you are on the right path, you are indeed on the right path." So, you know, the career cards can come in with a kind of specificity to let you know, yes, I am on the right path. And then how do I manage my anxiety, or what's the next step? So there's cards like action, take action now, or patience, perseverance, you know, all these things that are required in life to know when to let go and when to hold on. And I think, you know, that's a struggle that each of us deals with. Like, you know, do I keep plugging away and wait for divine timing, or do I do something else? And one of the cards says, you know, this may involve knocking at one door repeatedly until someone answers, or it may involve knocking on some different doors until you get a different answer. So it can definitely give you that kind of advice in those times in life, big time.
Margo, I'm very keen to do a card with you.
All right.
Currently, I'm, I guess, like probably most of the people in the world, lacking time and wanting to be more efficient, but also feeling perhaps that...
we're idea generators. We're never without something to do, for sure. We're always on the go here, but...
I guess I'm feeling a bit blocked because I'd like to be doing more writing and talking presentations. At the same time, I love being a therapist and I love helping people with their problems.
Yeah.
Maybe the issue is I really like to have 24 hours in the day.
Maybe less problem solving and more
right.
Just doing what we'd like to be doing.
I understand. So... what kind of question would you like me to ask on your behalf, Lana?
What kind of questions can I ask?
You can ask any. the cards are interesting. I mean, I've had mothers say, you know, there's addiction in my family. Should I do an intervention right now? And the cards came up and said very clearly, no. There's people have gotten... this is great. You just got the card of the mechanic. We'll talk about that in a minute.
But people I did.
About the mechanic.
Oh, great. Maybe my real life purpose is to be a mechanic.
That's probably just the problem solving too, I bet.
It's the problem solving. Absolutely. It is. It is. The mechanic card is, it says, I mend what is broken. I help restore oneness by seeing the big picture. So the mechanic definitely is a card associated with being a therapist. Yes. Yeah, you're a problem solver and you help broken people. You help fix things. So that's great. Then you also have the keeper of technology. So that would indicate that you can do more things online, that you can do things more things virtually than you're doing right now.
Or maybe I have the capacity to mend the broken toilet.
You have a broken toilet that's digital?
Oh, this is only digital, is it? Okay.
We're analytical thinkers more than hands-on.
So in terms of asking a question, I wonder whether it's best to ask about a block or whether it's best to ask what you're meant to do.
Yeah, let me just look here because, you know, as you were talking, cards pop out. So, okay, so what I will say here, what I'm seeing in the cards that came out, which is the mechanic, the keeper of technology, and diplomat. When you get the diplomat and the mechanic card together, it suggests codependency. Diplomat, you know, on one level you can be a people pleaser and you can be very diplomatic and very appropriate and very tactful. But when you kind of have the double whammy with that, the mechanic card that's showing up like in the therapist way, with the diplomat, it's coming up to say, you know, you're giving too much. You're being too invested in other people. You're giving too much of yourself away to fix other people. So the diplomat is coming up and saying, it's time to take care of yourself. It's time to bring that back into balance and apply the same principles of being the mechanic to fixing, you know, yourself and your own problems and your own issues. I mean, we all have them.
Sure.
Right. I'm going off to have a massage and a spa and get my nails done.
Perfect. Then you have two other cards here, Keeper of the Skies and Keeper of the Seas. And the Keeper cards are technically career cards, but they're a section of them, and they represent vast industries. So again, I wanted everyone to find themselves in their career and their calling in the career cards. So they represent industries. So Keeper of the Skies represents the aeronautical industry. It represents birds, the sky, aviation, things like that. Spiritually, it means to look above, look to spirit for inspiration. So the Keeper of the Skies card in this context, you know, because you're not an airline pilot, et cetera, would talk about, you know, it's time to pray and connect to spirit. Spirit will be coming through. The other card that we have here is the Keeper of the Seas. And again, that applies to nautical things and all things. It also responds to Pisces. And the Keeper of the Skies responds to air signs in astrology. But the Keeper of the Seas is about paying attention to your feelings. So again, water is indicative of emotion. So this is a time for you to take care of yourself through praying, meditating, tuning into your feelings, allowing spirit to flow to you, allowing your heart to fill in new ways. And then interestingly enough, you also got the vision card.
Oh,
which is fantastic. Right, which is about
one time vision card.
Right.
At least David and I are in alliance.
Sure. But I feel like you want to do a couple block cards, so let's look at that, and then maybe we can do some action. So the way the Kerr cards work when I do readings for people, as I'm doing now, is we ask the question, and then we ask, okay, what? Here's the issue. What action do I need to take to solve this problem or get further ahead? And what block is stopping my progress? So I'm going to go ahead here and do an action. Okay. Wow. You got the vision card again, so we're back up to that. Well, these are 12 cards, but still, it's very high odds for you receiving them. You got adaptability and the vision card, and I'm going to read to you a little bit of the adaptability card, because again, there are angelic messages directly from spirit encoded in the book with the career cards. As you can see, the messages are very powerful and very clear, so let's just go ahead and go to the action card. So I'm flipping to that section, alphabetical. It's right up front. Okay. So Lana, tell me if this resonates for you. It says, drawing the card of adaptability means that you've been too rigid in your thinking. You've been expecting the universe to deliver everything you want in a neat, orderly, perfectly arranged package. You're smiling. That jibes with your current concept of who you are and what you, quote, should be doing. You've been holding on too tightly to allow the universal plan to unfold in your life. By insisting that the universe bring you the kind of money, career, relationship, and status you think you want, you block the wondrous gifts the universe has in store for you. And I can relate to this because, when the universe first came to me with the idea of creating the career cards, I was making $5,000 a day as a consultant. And I'm like, $5,000 a day for $30 book sets? What are you talking about, right? I mean, I just did not see how that was ever going to be profitable for me or rewarding. But it has been. It truly has been. It says, if you consistently turn away people and opportunities because they do not seem secure or prestigious enough, you take away the universe's ability to create something new and perfect just for you. You can't receive the present if you're holding on to the past. Now, here you go. If you've drawn this card, know that the universe is asking you to set down the ideas you have had about who you are in this world and allow a beautiful new way of looking at yourself and your purpose. You can no longer fulfill your needs for money and security while neglecting and ignoring the true needs of your soul. And David, I think this is really the theme that everybody is feeling right now. We can no longer just pursue the material, right? We have to open up for the spiritual as well. It's time to allow the universe to bring you a life that will meet all your material needs and provide spiritual fulfillment too. So it sounds like you're really doing that with this show. It says, it's not up to you to demand how, when, or why the universe will fulfill your calling. It is your job to relax and let these connections happen, letting go of preconceived notions of who you are, what you're meant to do, and how much money you will make. Open up to the excitement and sense of adventure that accompanies such a transformative journey.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's I can certainly relate to that, or resonate, as we like to say in the spiritual community. So
right.
A little word. But
that's interesting, Margo. It's actually, even though it's an action card, it's actually telling me to not necessarily take action from my head, but just to respond to what happens.
Exactly. Be in the flow.
To go with the flow, exactly. That's, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Because I've often told Lana and everyone that I have never let money become an object to pursuing my goals. I don't use money. I don't see that as a challenge. I see that as a tool. And I know that we create the money with our talent, with our skills, and with our personality. And it's not outside of us. We are the energy of money. And money is not the ultimate goal.
Right. Money is currency like any other form of flow or energy. That's all it is. It's just another form of energy.
The thing is, I've never been focused on money. I'm not orientated to money. I just need to pay the bills.
It's your worries. It's your worries and anxieties around the money. And in our position, we're like everyone else. This radio show doesn't make us money, and our projects in the spiritual community don't make us money. In fact, we put all our time and money into it.
Right.
But it is our passion. And so, like a lot of people, like yourself,
this is what we've decided to do, and we do this, and it's that transition, and we're all in a time of transition right now, so we do have to go with the flow. We have to let go, and it's difficult because of our anxiety.
Well, I guess I'm frightened of letting go and not being a full-time therapist, because I'm worried that, well, I love what I'm doing. I do feel like I've got so many books inside me waiting to be written. Yeah. I guess the fear keeps me there, not the fact that I'm, well, maybe that is rigidity of thinking. I don't know. So how do I not do that? What do I do? Do I look for opportunities that present themselves and then respond to those opportunities? Is that...
We get those every day.
Right, we all get opportunities. So let me answer that in a couple of ways. One is yes, obviously, because that's flow. Flow flows into us, right? We did not meet by accident, and so opportunities are always coming our way, which is right. But the other thing you said was you had fear. And another card that I had pulled for you, a block card, was the fear of success card. Uh-huh. And we say, why would we fear success? And this fear of success card says to define success as what makes us truly happy. So coming from, a professional place in the world, we have an idea of what being successful means. And that we attribute a lot of material aspects to that identity, right? And I think for Lana, for you pulling away from your practice to do this, I think a part of you would feel very guilty, like you were letting your patients down, mm-hmm. like you were not able to be there to support them and nurture them in the way that you want to.
It's really about failure.
In a sense, but also redefining what success is. So if you say, as a therapist, it is my job, because the cards really talked about your identity, how you feel about yourself, what you think mm-hmm. you should be doing, all those right. ethical things that you tie into what being a therapist is. And so I think for you, you have such a high level of integrity, for you to say, well, I couldn't just do this part-time. It wouldn't be right for them. Or I couldn't do this because that wouldn't be viewed as a certain way, those kinds of things. I think you need to step into yourself and go, what is actually right for me? And what is my feeling of success? If you were working with your patients, you would help them define what success meant for them, regardless of what the outside constructs were, right? Mm-hmm. And you would encourage them to do that. So this is the same for you. It's saying, how do you define success? So if part of your idea of success, of what makes you feel happy and fulfilled, is writing books and making time to set aside to allow that new persona to come forward, Lana the author, Lana the speaker, Lana the mm-hmm. motivational person, it's about letting that shift go from, I have to be the responsible therapist. This is who I am. This is what I've always done. And allowing yourself to be flexible in what that means in terms of showing up for your patients and showing up for yourself. So the Fear of Success card says, do what makes you feel happy. Success is doing what makes your soul sing. I'm going to repeat that. That's what the career cards say success is. Success is doing what makes your soul sing. So
that's a great personal statement. And Lana's certainly a powerful woman, and she's been successful as much as I have as a detective. But it's almost about not letting go of your identity as a detective or a medical doctor or a psychotherapist, but embracing your experiences and using them towards your vision.
And perhaps also moving forward. I mean, I get a lot of personal satisfaction helping people because I do heal people very well.
Right.
I guess there are other aspects to a person that people need to explore. And certainly David and I are very interested in trying to do something to help the environment, the current economic system. We have lots of ideas about Ubuntu, sort of a non-money system that would work better in the world. Mm. And it's about, I guess, letting go of something that you do love to do, perhaps, so that you can explore new horizons.
Right, new ways.
Your
books and speaking engagements. Right.
And Leonard is an excellent writer and speaker, and so I think it does take time to do that.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, you did get three action cards, Lana. So, and this is exactly what I would have thought you would have received. which is you got the courage card. And the courage card says, drawing this card means you've been lacking the internal strength to commit to your secret idea, leaving it dormant in the dust of your thoughts and undiscovered potential.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're not willing yet to commit to, you know, pulling time aside to write books and be a motivational speaker to the degree that you would like. Okay? So here it says, when you receive the courage card, you are asked to set aside your earthly fears about failing, looking bad, being inadequate, or seeming like an outcast, and step boldly into your true destiny. By receiving the courage card, the universe is directly imploring you to look within for the stamina and confidence you need to move forward with your dreams. If you have a clear connection to the spark of the divine within you, nothing should stand in the way of making your desire a reality. So it says, take steps to make your dreams a reality. Take the seed that the universe has planted within you and prepare the earth around you to receive it. Begin to assemble whatever you need to establish the foundation for your unique dream to grow and take root. Courage at its essence is fear faced with faith. There is no need for fear. Okay? So again, here's a really specific guidance saying, commit to your idea, begin to assemble the foundation for your dream. Then you got the perseverance part, which says, it's time to keep trying even though I feel like giving up. The universe is stronger than anything that works against me. So this card is saying, keep on pushing, keep on moving forward. Then the last card you got from the action cards is commitment, which speaks directly to what the courage card said. So the commitment card says, make that commitment. Make the commitment inside of yourself that says, I will do this. And it talks about, you know, the energy of commitment. When we commit to something, what we're saying is, you and I are one. Commitment says, you and I are one. I commit to you, my dream. I commit to the part of me that is a writer. I commit to the part of me that's bigger than working with people one-on-one. I commit to allowing my vision of myself to change from being this amazing one-on-one therapist to being a therapist who can share those same insights with millions of people all over the world virtually.
And so you're committing to your own happiness and joy in doing this as well.
Absolutely. Yes, and exactly. That's what Spirit wants for us. Absolutely.
Stepping into your power and doing that.
Exactly. It says, refuse to give in to fear and keep on keeping on. That's what is required.
Marga, what I love about the cards is that they're so practical, because usual tarot cards and other cards will just give you a sign of where to go. This actually gives you practical.
Yeah, these are modern day cards, whereas the tarot cards with weight were very esoteric,
it's like
with hidden meanings, so it was mystical meanings. It's very different.
I call it practical guidance.
These different times.
Margot, can people do this on their own, or do they need to ring you up for readings with these?
Both. It's actually both. So the career cards are designed for anyone, anywhere, at any age. Kids use these. 80-year-old people use these. Literally, anyone, anywhere can get a set of career cards through Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And just open up the book. Like you said, there's a section on how to do readings on your own. 20 readings are already provided for you to help you figure out, you know, specific guidance. And then you can also just pull a card a day. A lot of people do, you know, what's my card for the day? Or just, what do I need to do about this? So yes, anywhere, anybody can use it. I designed it to be really clear and easy to use by anyone, anywhere. You don't need to know any symbology, anything at all. If you have a more complex issue, or you want some, excuse me, specific guidance, and you're feeling really blocked, like this gal in Bulgaria, then I'm totally available at margomatteas.com, which is spelled margomatteas.com, or www.talkwiththeangels.com. www.talkwiththeangels.com to help you figure out those blocks, or give you direction, or just help you interpret the next step in your life.
And so, Margo, I think if people also put in career cards, do they go to that website as well?
Yes, they can access them through www.thecareercards.com.
Great, fantastic.
I think this is a really great show, and I do believe that everything happens for a reason and a purpose, and us meeting you in LA and having you on the show and doing this reading and for our audience, it was a certainly part of the divine plan, I think, and the great work in the furtherance of you know, our mission. So I'm very glad to have you on here. I think we're sort of running out of power here almost for some reason, so I think we might just have to wind things up quickly.
Yeah, it says our battery power is low, 7%. I think that's a message from the universe.
So we may have to go to music here.
I do burn out stuff quite a bit, so I'm not surprised that your batteries are pulling through. But yes, I'm happy to be on the show.
Great.
Would love to help anybody that's listening to the show with the career cards. Again, you can get them anywhere online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and I'm happy to help in any way I can at MargoMattis.com or www.thecareercards.com.
Thank you, Margo. It's absolute pleasure to talk to you. Maybe we can have you back on the show another time.
Yeah, what a fun show. I think coming up, I think we have Alexandra Metis of Galactic Connection.
That's right.
And maybe Lynn Rose and Bob Doyle soon. And we've even got our friend Patrick McCormick, Cartron, who's been on our show a few times, who channels an intergalactic being, I heard is having a consciousness conference coming up in
Melbourne, Australia,
in the first week of May, tentatively. So we may be working with him on that. So we'll be coordinating with people in our network like yourself to see who's interested in attending. It's coming up very quickly. So I just heard this
last
night.
It's all very exciting. It's all happening.
So things tend to happen fast around here within our network. But we're very pleased with you, Margaret, and impressed with what you've done. And we thank you so much for being on the show.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Lots
of fun.
Yep. Okay. So, blessings.
And a big, big goodbye to Max, my favorite dog.
Right. Max is like a dog. All right. Take care.